All right, I really don't know what else to say after being up here with the kids. Take your Bibles for just a moment. I want to give you just a brief message this morning. We'll start this morning by going to Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 17. Romans 1 and verse number 17. Just want to talk a little bit about faith this morning. And really, that's what missions is all about trusting God and allowing Him to do a work in and through you. And maybe today you didn't go on a missions trip, but maybe you have something in your life that you need to trust God about. Maybe God is speaking to your heart about stepping out in a particular area and doing something and serving Him in a particular area. And so this morning I want to give you just a few thoughts on faith. The first statement I have, faith honors God and God honors faith. Faith honors God and God honors faith. God works in the principle of faith as we trust in Him, as we rely upon Him. Even salvation is accomplished by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And so as we study faith in the Bible, we begin to realize that we need to know God in a deeper sense as we have trust and faith in what He has done. And so you trust someone that you know. And so you have to know God in order to trust Him. You have to learn of Him through His Word and trust in Him based upon who He is. And so a big part of faith is knowing God, recognizing who God is, recognizing His work, His power, His Word, and His truth are applying every day to our lives. We have reaffirmed through faith that God is all-knowing. We reaffirm through faith that God is wise. We reaffirm through faith that God knows best. We reaffirm through faith that God is perfect. We reaffirm through faith that God keeps His promises. And so that's why in the New Testament that God writes many times throughout the New Testament that the just or the believer shall live by faith. And that's what he says in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The Christian is to live and to draw upon God by faith, trusting in Him, relying upon Him. Not what we can do, but that we can't do, but knowing that God can do. And then also that is repeated in Galatians chapter number 3 in verse number 11, where the Bible says this, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. We live by faith. We live by trusting and relying upon God. And then again, this is repeated in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 38, where the Bible says this, now the just shall live by faith. The just live by faith. A.W. Tozer says this about faith. He says, God is looking for people through whom He can do the impossible. What a pity, he says, that we plan only the things we can do by ourselves. God is looking for people through whom He can do the impossible. What a pity is that we plan only to do the things that can be accomplished by ourselves. When is the last time that as a church that we stepped out by faith and did something for God? That we recognized our own inability and we relied upon Him instead of ourselves? When is the last time that we recognize our own insufficiencies and said, God, I need You. I want to rely upon You in my life. And I was so proud of the kids and the adults on the mission trip because I feel that's exactly what they did. They, by faith, came to the mission trip and they trusted in God to use them. And God certainly did in amazing ways. Three quick examples of faith that we see. Go to Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews 11, which is some people call the hall of faith or the faith chapter. But it begins to mention many people who relied upon God and trusted God by faith. I'm a little Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 4, we see that Abel is spoken of about faith. The Bible says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. I believe in this situation we learn that Abel is teaching us that faith can save us, as he says at the end of verse number 4. It says, and that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaketh. What he's talking about is Abel relied upon God, trusted in God, believed God, and did what God said, and his faith is still spoken of today because of his faith in the Lord. Hebrews 11:4 teaches us that. Hebrews 11:5 teaches us about faith, that faith pleases God. He talks about Enoch. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. It was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Enoch was a man of faith. Enoch teaches us that faith pleases God. How often is it that we rely upon our own selves and our own wisdom instead of God's? Faith is central to the Christian life. Without faith, Hebrews says, it's impossible to please him. But with faith, the New Testament tells us, we can move even mountains. Through faith, we accomplish everything from the ordinary to the impossible as we put our trust in God. Faith, what is faith, you may ask? Faith, one author says this, faith is the measure of your personal confidence in God. Faith is the measure of your personal confidence in God. We understand by faith we are admitting that we trust in God. And we recognize from verse number 5 of Hebrews 11 that Enoch pleased God through his faith. If you go down to verse 8 through 10, he talks about Abraham. And I know I'm almost out of time, or I am out of time this morning. But in Hebrews chapter number 11, he talks about Abraham. And there's many things we could say, but basically in these verses 8 through 10, we learn that faith guides our step. Abraham was called to go out to a place. Faith shows our dependence upon God. Faith pleases God, and faith in God guides our every step. Hebrews 11, in verse number 11, faith teaches us in this passage that with faith we can see even the impossible. He says in verse number 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. She had a child named Isaac, even though she was past childbearing years. And that is accomplished by faith, as Hebrews chapter number 11 says. And so how is our faith? Are we trusting in God? Are we relying upon God? Do we recognize that with God, we can do even the impossible? So let me bring this home for just a moment. What about your life? What is it right now that you could be or should be trusting God with? Maybe it's a big decision you have to make. Maybe it's financially. Maybe it's a health concern. Maybe it's a child or whatever it may be. Are you trusting God? Are you relying upon God? As I mentioned, God is looking for people through whom he can do the impossible. Think of the miracle of the loaves and the fish. It wasn't anything special about the little boy necessarily, or anything special about the loaves and the fish, but the little boy gave what he had to God, to Christ, and Christ did something amazing with it. What do you have that you could give to the Lord? What do you have that God could use that you could trust him for? There's more I want to say, but I know we're out of time. Let's just take a moment this morning. Joanna and Bethany are going to come and play a song for us. Let's ask ourselves this morning, are we trusting in God? Are we relying upon God? Do we realize that faith can guide our steps? Do we realize that with faith we can do the impossible? Do we realize that faith pleases God? And do we recognize that by faith we are saved as we trust in him? Let's just take a moment this morning, maybe bow your heads together with me. Is there something you can trust God for? something you could rely upon him for, something you need to give to him this morning. By faith, trusting in him, relying upon him. Do you remember a time in your life where you trusted God and he showed his faithfulness? Do you remember a time where you relied upon him and he did amazing things in your life? Take a moment and talk to the Lord this morning. You can look back up here at this time. I encourage you to seek out areas of your life where you can trust God. Again, we're thankful to be back home. We've been getting a little bit of sleep since we've been back home. We were running on maybe 4 hours or so, 5 hours, if we were lucky, asleep on the missions trip. But we hope to do another missions trip next year. And we love for more to even come wherever we go or whatever we do, whether we go back to the Navajo Nation or whether we go somewhere. We hope that even more will participate next year. It's just a fantastic time, and we're looking forward to what the Lord is going to continue to do. All right, let's stand to our feet. Monty's going to put our last verse up for this morning, and we'll say this together. Again, don't forget to come tonight, 5 o'clock, for Sarah Moore. She'll be doing her, giving you more information about Romania. I encourage you to come. Youth group at 4 o'clock. And kids can come to that as well. All right, let's say this together. Ready? But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Let's pray together. Father, we love you. We thank you for this day. Thank you for the special service we're able to have together. Thank you for the music we sung. Thank you for the report we heard from the adults and children that went on the missions trip. Father, we pray for those that we met and those that we encountered this past week, that you would use our testimony, our words, our actions to influence them. Lord, we ask that you would do a great work through this church continually. I pray, Lord, that we would all trust you and rely upon you. And Lord, if there's areas in our lives that we've been holding back, not giving to you, not trusting you in, I pray, Lord, that we'd surrender these things to you and that we would once again see your goodness and your faithfulness. Father, may our faith be an indication of our reliance on you. Thank you for all you've done. I pray for those that are sick, those that are traveling, those that aren't here today. Thank you that Gary and Nina are back with us. Continue to pray for others, Lord. We ask that you would bless the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.